He's waiting for you to become the masterpiece that he has designed you to be. And man, what a great thing to aspire to be, the masterpiece. Welcome to Enliven the Broken. My name is Tracy Milner, and I'm your host for this weekly podcast conversation about the joy of discovering God in our own brokenness. I personally have found God's love and his presence in my darkest places, and I've healed from my brokenness through his promises. And I want to share those stories with you in hopes that you can find the same love and healing that I have found. Together, let us break free from the shame of our brokenness. Let us pray. Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you, thank you for your amazing power and the work that you do in our lives. Thank you for bringing hope even through the toughest of times. Let us approach each day renewed by your mercy and your grace. And Lord, please forgive us for the times when we don't thank you enough for who you are, for all that you do, and for all that you have given. Let us continue to remember every single day how wonderful of a gift that we've been given in Jesus, and let us follow his example of acting out of pure love for you and to do your will every day. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Welcome to this week's episode of Enliven the Broken. Thank you so much again for tuning in. I hope that you are getting something out of the stories that I'm telling. That is why I'm here. I'm here to share, you know, my life and my brokenness and how God has helped me and shown himself to me through that brokenness. And man, this last week was a rough week. And coming out of it now, I can look back, as I typically can, and look back and see that God was working the entire time. Leading up to this week, both John and I have, my husband and I have been in a state of, you know, truly surrendering to God and really just putting all of our trust in him, that he is working in our lives. And especially while we're continuing to struggle financially and our business is struggling, it's been such a peaceful place to be, just walking in communion with him so closely every day so that we can just stay in that peace, because that's really what it's done for us. I spent the last 18 months just tormented by our situation and by depression. I realized that God was with me the entire time, and all I had to do was just give up control, like stop trying to control it, stop trying to fix it, stop worrying and obsessing and letting the enemy continue to attack us. Once we both truly surrendered and have been spending a lot of time in communion with him, this Lenten season has given us both opportunities to commit more time and more action to him. And that has really helped us stay in this really peaceful, calm state of mind. And that's truly what it's all about. I mean, that's what spiritual warfare is about. That's what God promises us in the Bible. That's what he offers us. He's never said that we will not struggle in this world. The Bible says just the opposite, actually. But what he does promise is that he will be there with us the entire time. And he has been. So this week, I kind of fell out of that peace a little bit, actually a lot. But I didn't realize it at the time. Of course, this calming state that we are both in is addicting. And it tells me that we're doing something right. This is where it's at. And I want to stay here all the time. So when I fell out of that, I spent a lot of time evaluating what was going on. And just to give you a little background into, first of all, we've been just incredibly busy. Our youngest son is 15 years old. He's a freshman in high school. His name is JR. He is very active in FFA and was raising steers this year for his project. And so we are in show season right now. So we have been spending the last 3 weeks traveling to the livestock shows. So we had the San Antonio Livestock Show, we had our county show, we had our Austin show last week, and then we have Houston this week. So it's been very busy. I mean, it's real easy when life gets busy, it's real easy to fall out of communion and to, you know, let some of those daily rituals that you're doing slack off. And while I've been very good about sticking with my daily devotion time with God and prayer time with God. I got really upset this week and really angry this week about our financial situation because it does appear that things are not improving. And I kind of reverted back a little bit to my old ways of wanting to control things. And my mindset is always, okay, if there's a problem, I need to evaluate where that problem came from and what I can do to fix it and what I can do to prevent it from happening again. And so I fell back into that trap and I was starting to feel very angry because running a business with your spouse is, it's complicated, right? Your relationship is complicated enough and then you want to run a business together and it can be very complicated. Fortunately, John and I have a very good relationship. We communicate very well. We're very respectful to each other. We don't have fights. If we disagree about something, we talk it out and it's in a very respectful way. And we're very blessed in that aspect. And we do work very well together. However, I mentioned that we sell farm ranch real estate and John is the broker for our business. So he is our leader. And then my focus is on the operation side. And part of my role is to look at how our business is operating and identify problem areas and then present solutions for those problem areas to prevent them from getting out of control. And so when we started to notice that the market was shifting, I did evaluate what our shortcomings were. I saw some fundamental areas that we needed to improve on, not just because the market was shifting, but just to reach our goals and to maintain a successful business. There were some areas in our leadership that needed to be strengthened. You know, we're talking about accountability, training of agents, communication, you know, just some areas that I had identified as being some weak areas that could potentially create problems as we move forward. And one of the downsides of being in business with your spouse is it sometimes can be difficult for them to respect is a hard word, but it can be very difficult for them to listen to the recommendations you make through a business lens and not through a husband and wife lens, right? So while I have a lot of experience in the corporate world and I understand how businesses work, the recommendations I was making fell on deaf ears. And so this week, while I was trying to fix things again, I became to get very angry because the recommendations I had been making for quite some time were not executed. And of course, I was looking for someone to blame, and that blame fell on my husband. And during that time, I was disappointed because here we had been in this really peaceful, calming state because of our strong communion with God. And I was feeling angry. I felt like this anger was taking away from that. So I was praying about it. I'm like, God, is it normal to still feel angry and frustrated with when we're surrendering to you? I was arguing with myself about that. I was trying to justify, well, of course my anger was justified. And of course I'm right and he's wrong. And so one morning, my husband and I were discussing our situation and I expressed to him that the situation's not going to get better unless the changes are made, and essentially kind of digging at him. And he reminded me, he's like, look, I am giving all of this up to God. I am surrendering to him and letting him take control of this situation. And I heard that. And honestly, my initial reaction was, oh, you're using that as an excuse now. I remember hearing that in my mind and thinking for a second that, oh, that wasn't good. Like, that's certainly not how God wants me to think. But I still spent the rest of the day trying to argue with myself about whether or not what I was feeling was justified. And so later that night, my husband and I were talking and I asked him, I said, hey, do you think that being a husband and wife in business together affects your ability to respect and value the recommendations I make? Does it come across as nagging because I'm your wife? And he thought about it for a second. He's like, his response was that it never really felt like it was coming across as nagging, but he specifically called back to that morning when he and I had that discussion. He said he did feel resentment towards me that morning because he was trying to give it up to God and I wasn't allowing him to do that. And man, that was the moment I realized, oh no, like this is on me. Like it was in that moment that I realized if something that I am doing or something that I'm saying is taking anything away from his ability to stay in communion with God, then it certainly is not something that is of God. And that is the enemy that's trying to attack us. And so, man, I immediately asked God for forgiveness for allowing those thoughts to come in and for not trusting him. And I really started to evaluate our business and whether or not us being in business together, or at least in leadership roles in our business together, was an opening for the enemy to attack us. And so as I was evaluating that, there was a lot of contemplating, do I need to remove myself as a leader and a decision maker in our business? Because when it comes down to how we want our business to grow, how we're going to recruit, train, and retain agents, what communication style our leadership, that's the kind of area that I was forcing my opinions and my recommendations on. And that's not necessarily a good thing. I was trying to force my way of doing business and my way of leading people onto John. And I can't force him to lead the way that I would lead. Everybody's different in their leadership styles. I can't force him to communicate the way that I communicate because we all have our own communication styles. And I started to contemplate whether or not I needed to step away from our business because it was an area that was creating an opportunity for the enemy to attack us. So when that thought first crossed my mind, it was scary. At first, I'm like, well, that's big, right? So I've spent several days praying over that. Like, do I need to step away from our business to possibly for two reasons? One, to close that door so the enemy can't come in that way, right? Seal up that crack in the foundation so that the enemy can't attack us in that way. And then two, because I am right now so focused on answering God's call to ministry, relinquishing that responsibility to our business would allow me to truly focus on God's call to ministry. So that was a heavy thing to decide. And I fully believe that John can run our business successfully, especially if he does it his way. This is not the first business that he and I have run together. We did start another business together in a former life that, let's just say, it turned out to be a very expensive learning opportunity. But I can look back now and see, even at that time, one of the reasons why it failed was because I was forcing him into expectations that didn't match with who he was or how he would run a business. And so I do now believe that it is time for me to step away from our business in regards to leadership. I'm still going to be an owner of our business. I will still run the operations side of the business. But if I close the door on the leadership side of things, it's going to give John the opportunity to fully own his leadership style. I think he has leaned on me quite a bit for strategy. And while he may have agreed with what I said or the recommendations I made, they didn't fit with how he operates and how he leads. And so giving him the opportunity to do it his way will be very exciting to see what the results are. So that was a major decision that came out of this week. Everything that has happened in my life and over these last 18 months it's all been God. The dominoes have been falling over to lead me to this very point, to lead me to now dedicating my time and my effort and my energy to staying in communion with God and to this ministry. I know I truly feel God's presence just so near and so close. And I was referring to these last 2 years as a season of suffering. And I'm realizing now that this is a season of preparation. He is preparing us for something. And I don't know exactly what it is. Obviously, I believe this podcast ministry is one of those things, but it does feel like it's bigger than that. Like it feels big, but I think the right word is more like it feels good. It feels like something great is coming. He's preparing us for something great. And when I look at it from that perspective, all the suffering, everything that we've been through, all the hardships that we faced is worth every bit of it. Because I am so excited for whatever He's preparing us for. I can't wait to see where this podcast goes. I do feel like the ministry that He's preparing me for is bigger than this, and that excites me. I cannot wait to see what He has prepared for us. I'm so excited for our future, and I'm so excited to, you know, continue to embrace the struggles that I've faced in my life, the adversity that I've been through. I'm starting to realize that every difficult time in my life has been an adversity gift, because now I can share those stories with all of you now, and hopefully someone out there can relate to what I've been through and will be able to find the same peace that I have found in surrendering it all to God. That's what this is all about. I will be sharing my life story, because there's so many opportunities to speak to many of you out there. I know so many people out there are suffering or have been through difficult times throughout their lives that you're still trying to recover from. So often our past comes back to haunt us. Even with situations that we feel like we have healed ourselves, something can still trigger those wounds to reopen. And it is our responsibility to be aware of that. The self-awareness is such a big part of spiritual warfare. Part of spiritual warfare for me is putting on that daily armor. And in addition to the spiritual side of things, I also have to take care of myself. One of the ways that I fight off depression is by checking my boxes every day. There are very specific things that I can do that I know will keep my spirit strong. And while some of these things are going to seem very simple, these were the very first steps that I had to take to start to battle depression. And that are things like get out of bed, make my bed, take a shower, get dressed, eat right, work out. So checking those boxes, having the self-awareness of what's going on in your body. And then what I realized is I have not been eating well. I've been drinking more alcohol than I had been previously. And I have not been working out. And those are three very critical areas for me that help keep me strong spiritually. And leading up to last week, I was not doing those things. So self-awareness and the being consistent with your spiritual warfare is, again, just so critical to fighting off the enemy and from keeping him from being able to attack us. You know, one of the ways that God speaks to me is through podcasts, you know, things that I listen to, through my devotionals. And I can't tell you how many times I've opened up my devotional book and read for that given day the devotional that was written. It's so applicable to what's going on in my daily life. And I'm just like, there's no way that this book that was published in, when was this book published? This is Jesus Calling. I know this was a very popular devotional. This is by Sarah Young. I've read through this whole devotional years ago and decided to use it again this year because I remember loving it so much back then. This was published in 2004. So I can't remember the exact year that I went through it, but I still have like old notes that I, you know, wrote back then. And so it's been very interesting to see those devotionals and read what I wrote back then and to evaluate how I feel about it now. Some of them are the same, some of them are different. But I wanted to read to you this devotional. So this was on, this is the March 5th devotional from the Jesus Calling book by Sarah Young. This was last Tuesday, and this was the same day that the conversation took place with my husband that made him feel resentful towards me. I'm putting my glasses on. So this says, make friends with the problems in your life. Though many things feel random and wrong, remember that I am sovereign over everything. I can fit everything into a pattern for good, but only to the extent that you trust me. Every problem can teach you something, transforming you little by little into the masterpiece that I have created you to be. The very same problem can be a stumbling block over which you fall if you react with trust and defiance. The choice is up to you, and you will have to choose many times each day whether or not to trust me or to defy me. The best way to befriend your problems is to thank me for them. This simple act opens your mind to the possibility of benefits flowing from your difficulties. The next step is to introduce them to me, enabling me to embrace them in my loving presence. I will not necessarily remove your problems, but my wisdom is sufficient to bring good out of every one of them. And that is what is so important for all of us to remember. God will make good out of every bad. I know that can be hard for some people to accept if you are suffering. Whatever it is that you are going through can feel so intense and the pain can be so unbearable. It's difficult to accept how anything good can come from it. But God truly makes good out of every situation. There's something that you are supposed to learn, or there's something that God is trying to tell you, or there's going to be some change in your circumstances out of the situation that you're in that's going to result in good. God promises us that. I've seen that in my own life. One of my favorite lines out of this devotional I read was that line that said, every problem can teach you something, transforming you little by little into the masterpiece I've created you to be. He has created us all to be a masterpiece, all of us. Even those that are not following him today, we are all his masterpieces. All we have to do is trust him, trust his will, trust his guidance in our life, and trust that he is with us. Don't ever forget that God is with you all the time. He meets you where you are at. If you've been feeling that God has been calling you to closer communion with him, and you're in this mindset of, oh, I've got to fix these broken parts of me first, or maybe I've got to stop drinking, or whatever it is, God will meet you where you are. Doesn't matter how bad your situation is. It doesn't matter the mistakes that you've made. It doesn't matter. It will meet you right there. All you have to do is invite him in and ask him for forgiveness. He's waiting for you to become the masterpiece that he has designed you to be. And man, what a great thing to aspire to be, the masterpiece that God has created me to be. I feel like I'm on that path. And it feels wonderful. I mean, I am so at peace with what I'm doing. And I know that I'm not very good at this right now. And every time I come on here to record, I pray for the Holy Spirit to send the words through my mouth, because I'm probably going to get it wrong sometimes. But I do know that this is what God wants me to do. And I hope that I get better and better, and that the words just continue to flow through me and can reach out to someone out there that needs to hear it and that needs help. Because I, for the first time in my life, I know that I'm doing what I was meant to be doing. I mean, I've never felt so strongly about that, about anything. And I think I was looking for this peace through other areas of my life. I mean, I tried to find my worth in career or in a salary or in a man. And obviously, all those were the wrong places to seek that. So I look forward to sharing my story with you all. And thank you for listening today. I hope that God has spoken to you through me somehow today. You guys have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to listen in. If you'd like to share your own story, if you'd like to send me a message, you can reach me on any of the social media or podcast platforms. You can also email me directly at Tracy, that's T-R-A-C-E-Y, at enliventhebroken.com. Also, if you'd like to support our show as we share God's love with listeners everywhere in the world, you can do that by going to our website at enliventhebroken.com and selecting the support button at the top left. Your generosity is greatly appreciated. Thank you so much and have a wonderful week.